This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Seattle, Washington at Pacific Northwest PHP. And my special guest today is Mr. Adam Culp. Say hi to everybody, Adam.
Hey, everyone.
Adam, let's start off talking user groups, okay? We're gonna wind through a couple of topics, but you weren't content with starting just one user group. You now have two user groups, and you're trying to rope me into a third one. So talk to us a little bit. Why did you put together South Florida PHP? Why the second one? And what do you see? What's your vision for this?
So I love being a part of the community. In the old days when there were only a couple of PHP-related conferences, you know, it was one of those things that I really looked forward to. And I just loved being a part of the community and being close to it and being able to talk with others about similar things that interest me. And I had a good friend of mine, Keith Casey, approach me, and they were, at that point, PHP Architect was looking to do something called CodeWorks.
Oh, I remember those well.
From city to city. And so Keith contacted me. He said, Adam, where's the community down there? And I didn't know. I hadn't even thought about it because, community to me was going to a conference or going to tech or ZenCon or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, it kind of planted incepted the idea of, okay, we need to organize something down here. And so then I followed that up with, shortly after that, I was at Tech, and Lorna Jane was giving a talk on starting a local community in your area. And so that kind of formalized it for me. You know, the idea was already planted, so I followed, what Lorna had said. And when I went home from Tech, I started the user group.
Wow.
With just one meetup a month. And that quickly got to the point where, in South Florida, we have, many different areas of South Florida. Mm-hmm. It's from Jupiter South is considered South Florida. Well, that could be a 1 to 2 hour time difference in travel from north southern Florida to south southern Florida. So I very quickly realized that if I wanted to really penetrate South Florida like I did, and I wanted PHP to spread, and mm-hmm. I wanted to spread the usage of PHP, I realized that I needed to have more than one meetup. So that's when we started out having one in Fort Lauderdale. That ended up in Boca Raton because we lost our venue. And I said, why am I continuing to drive to Fort Lauderdale? I live in Boca. So so I started doing the meetup in Boca. And then I figured, okay, let's start one in Miami. That's a good enough distance away. It's inconvenient for folks to come to Boca, mm-hmm. inconvenient for people from Boca to go down there. And so we did that. And of course, now that you're in Florida with me, we're going to have one a little bit further north than that, but still considered South Florida.
Yeah, we're discussing a Jupiter one, so we'll cover all of South Florida from Jupiter all the way down to Miami.
Yep.
And if it ever comes up, I immediately volunteer to run the Key West one.
There you go.
That's me.
There you go.
but anyhow, that's fascinating because I used to be in the leadership of the Nashville group. And the Nashville group is experimenting with the same thing. Jacques Woodcock and several of them had started a lunch on the 2 weeks after the meeting. And now they have one in Franklin, Tennessee, which is 45 minutes to an hour away from where the meeting is. And they're starting a lunch there. And I fully expect that to germinate into a full-blown meeting. For the exact same reasons. It's just inconvenient to get all the way across Davidson County to get to the meeting, just like, it's difficult to get two counties away to get for the Jupiter people to get down to the Miami meeting or even to the Boca meeting. So,
right.
Well, that's fascinating. Well, you weren't satisfied with those. You had to keep pushing. By the way, I was part of that CodeWorks team that did, I did all 3 years. I think out of the 3 years, I missed one leg of CodeWorks, and that was the very last leg. But you weren't content to stick with just two user groups. You started a conference, and quite honestly, it's become one of the flagship conferences.
Yep, thank you.
Talk to us a little bit about why you did that.
So when CodeWorks actually came to South Florida, I started the user group, and then we had CodeWorks after that. The first CodeWorks we had in South Florida, it was in Miami. It didn't go over really well because there wasn't a lot of community, and that was the one that Keith had originally contacted me on. Then we had another CodeWorks a couple years later, which was after I started the user group, and we did that one in Boca Raton. I had a community center there. Well, I pretty much organized that. Arby and Marco had contacted me, and they said, we'd like to do it down there. So I pretty much organized the thing. I got the venue together, organized the lunch and everything else. And
did a great job. I remember that one. That was a great little venue.
So after that, then it was around October, and I wasn't able to go to ZenCon that year. And I was sitting at home, because I work from home. I'm a remote developer, and I wasn't working for Zend at the time. So I was seeing tweets come through for ZenCon kicking off. And I thought, you know what? I'm not able to be there, and a lot of people in South Florida aren't able to be there either. So why don't I create a conference in Florida? The idea came to my mind, and so I started running through ideas in my mind, and Sunshine PHP was one of those. And so then I sent an email to a good friend of mine, Pablo Goodell, who was one of the founders of Server Grove. Mm-hmm. He's not there anymore. They've moved on. But and I said, Pablo, let's start a conference and call it Sunshine PHP in Miami. And he thought, you know what, that's a good idea. So literally 2 hours later, I announced that we were doing the conference. I announced it. I sent an email to the php.net and said, hey, we're going to do a conference and everything else. 5 minutes after that, I get an email from Rasmus Lerdorf saying, hey, would you like me to come speak?
That's awesome.
And so that was our first keynote speaker. And then we blasted off a call for papers, and the conference just kind of grew from there. I announced it during ZenCon. And of course, it grew its own legs from that point, because everybody that was at ZenCon was like, yeah, February in Miami, you know, it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful. You've had it at the same hotel for 3 years, and it's a beautiful hotel. You mentioned Rasmus. I love the fact that anytime a community organizes a conference, Rasmus is always good to immediately let me come speak. Let me help you with that, I really respect the fact that he does that. I've been to all 3 years. It's a beautiful hotel. I said, and I honestly mean this, I go to a lot of conferences, and I don't take anything away from any of the conferences. Every conference we have has its own unique flavor, but a few of them stand out. And I can remember the days in the community where you had ZenCon Tech and DPC, and I've actually run all three of those at one point or another. But then we started getting a lot of community-oriented conferences, and they have a different flavor.
Right.
But Sunshine kind of is rising above and standing out, because it feels like one of the big three, but it's still community run. It still has a good community flavor to it. And I attribute that to a good chunk of that is the detail work you put into this. I mean, you have a theme every year.
Right.
And I know, because you come to me, for some reason, you keep asking me if I will keynote. And you come to me and say, this is this year's theme. Do you want to pitch a keynote? You know, I'm not guaranteed, for those of you listening, I'm not guaranteed a keynote. I pitch just like everybody else. But
we make him work hard for it.
Yeah, and you've made me sweat a couple of years. But you put a theme together for all your keynote speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the last couple of themes, and then, if you will, let's announce what this year's theme will be.
So the first year was just, you know what, let's throw a conference in South Florida because I think we should do it. And we didn't really do a theme that year. It was just our objective to succeed at having a conference and not so much anything else. The following year, I thought, you know what, I really, my underlying goal, not just for the conference, but in general, was to help developers move up to the next level, or at least act in the next level, which to me is being professional.
Mm-hmm.
So we had. So I made that the theme that year of be professional, live up to the title of professional developer. Your companies are paying you a salary as a professional. Why would you not deliver mm-hmm. as a professional? And you know, I was hearing a lot of developers whose companies weren't looking at them as professionals. I said, well, step up and be a professional, and of course they'll follow suit. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not being professional, of course your company's not going to look at you as being a professional.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was the theme for that year, and it went really well. The year after that, I lined up and I said, okay, well, we have professionals out there, one of the funny things that I noticed is that Sunshine. Every year, it's toward the beginning of the year, you know, mm-hmm. being in February, and I noticed that the last couple of years, our theme has carried over to almost every other conference and every other activity nice. In the PHP community throughout the year. So we're kind of setting the tone a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That year it was being professional, and I noticed that all the other conferences were kind of following suit. I don't know if they realized they did that or not, but they did.
Yeah.
The following year, I said, okay, why not? Now we've got everybody looking at being professional and living up to the title of being professional. So what's the next iteration, right? Because I'm a big fan of iteration.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next iteration was, well, obviously you're probably going to be working in a team or managing a team or something along that line. So the next year was centered around teams and building teams.
And that was last year.
That was last year, yeah. So we had some really good talks. We had Aaron O'Neill there talking about teams. Yeah. We had poor Nima from San Francisco come in. Completely different community. She's a big part of the Ruby community and a lot of things there. And we had her come in and speak. You know, and that's been what we've done. Even Rasmus asked me, he said, would you like me to come speak? And what's the theme? And how would you like me to present it? And so so his talk was even centered around teams as well.
Awesome.
Now, this year... Mm-hmm. We're going to continue that progression, right? So now we've got people looking at being a professional, looking at stepping up. We've got them working in teams and organizing teams.
Mm-hmm.
So the next natural progression would be contributing. Let's take being a professional and working in our team and now apply that to contributing.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you mean... Let's unpack this. Let's talk about it. Do you mean contributing to open source, or do you mean just contributing back to whatever project, work, or passion that you're working on?
You know, I don't want to limit that.
Okay.
The thing is contributing can be anything. It mm-hmm. could be creating a local community. It could be working in an open source project and fixing bugs and writing tests. It could be that. This year, I noticed that as PHP 7 is coming out, mm-hmm. we have seen an unprecedented amount of people testing PHP 7.
Yes.
You know, installing PHP 7 or using a virtual machine that was already provided and testing PHP 7. This is going. I would venture to guess, and I don't know this to be a fact, but I would venture to guess that PHP 7 is going to be one of the most widely tested versions that we've probably ever had.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with you on that.
So people are contributing. You know, they're following suit. I've already seen that coming, and I'm like, okay, well, that's going to fit really well with what we're talking about at Sunshine. So the thing is contributing in any way possible.
Mm-hmm.
It could be contributing within your own company, right? So you're a developer in a company. You've got a team of developers with you. It's contributing within that. Cross-training.
Mm-hmm.
If one developer is better at something than another developer, cross-train, contribute.
Yeah.
Help everybody to grow. So every form of contribution is definitely a move forward.
And see, this fits so beautifully with the spirit of the PHP community, because I've talked about it in several of my talks. The PHP community has a serious pay it forward mentality. Somebody asked me the other day, they just DM'd me and said, I've just tweeted this, can you give me a retweet? And so I've got access to several accounts, and I retweeted it, and she wrote back and says, thank you so much, you know, I owe you a favor. And I wrote it back, I said, I appreciate the thought, but so many people have helped me get where I am. I'm still paying off debt. You don't owe me. You owe the next person.
Right.
And your contributing just fits so nicely in that. Because like you said, you can contribute there on your team. You can cross-train other people. You can give brown bag lunches. You can do whatever just to help make your team a better team. And that is part of the pay it forward and the contributing mentality of the community. And if you can, get involved. If you're a C programmer, get involved in the language. If you're not, get involved in the manual. We've got a great manual team, you know? And they're the unsung heroes of PHP, because nobody talks about the effort that they put into keeping that manual up to date.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that has made that so great is that it's, you know, I'm a firm believer in the best things of anything, right? Mm. The best parts, the best pieces of anything are the ones that you don't notice. Mm. And the PHP manual is one of those. You don't notice it. You just go to the php.net, you do a search on a function, and it's there. And
oh,
the
no,
documentation
no. You
there.
Notice it when you start working with another language.
Well, that's true.
You know, and you start going, well, where's the manual? Yeah, you know, all of a sudden, yeah, you notice it. You start missing it in a hurry.
Yeah, no doubt. I can see that. But for PHP developers who have been a part of it, you don't really notice it. It's just always been there, and it's always been pretty good, you know, and usable.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people don't necessarily look at it in that way and realize the work that goes into it, because it's just been there and it's been good enough. Right?
But we've got a wonderful team that not only keeps it updated, they the comments there are moderated. They're not just people there. It's safe to read the comments on the manual.
Right.
And then we have translation teams that keep it all translated so that everybody has access to it.
Yep.
So, well, that's wonderful. So the theme for this year's Sunshine PHP is contribute. So you're going to be looking for people to talk about contributing.
Yep.
And you mentioned, one thing I wanted to circle back to, you mentioned last year Aaron talked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like I said, I was privileged to close that talk, or close that conference. But Aaron and Paul Jones both gave keynotes on the closing day.
Right.
And I was worried because Aaron set the bar so high, Paul cleared it without even breaking a sweat. And I'm like, I've got to at least hit this level. And these two have done so much. I was sweating bullets, you know, because you'd put me behind two people that were just wonderful speakers.
Yep.
And every one of the keynote speakers at Sunshine have always, you know, from you know, Rasmus sets the tone, and everybody just does you do a wonderful job of keeping the energy going.
Yep. And that's one of the things that I really strive for with Sunshine is to keep it energy from start to finish. I've said that even from the first year of, I didn't want a conference where people just came and listened to talks. I wanted a conference where they came and were energized from the very first time they walked in the door all the way up until the time they left to go home or whatever the case might be. And we've delivered that. I think Sunshine year over year has been very positive, not negative, and full of energy, and I've emphasized that in the talks that we select. You know, we don't just look necessarily at the topics and the talks themselves. We look at the speakers and are they going to carry that energy over?
Yeah.
You know, so as we're selecting the talks, there's a lot of criteria taken into account. You know, and I mean, that's a complete conversation on itself of how we select those talks. But that's a good part of it, right? We look at the value that the speaker is going to bring as well as the talk and make sure it's going to keep that energy going at Sunshine.
Yeah, and you do a wonderful job. Well, we've taken up enough of these fine folks' time. So, and I know you're dying to get back to some of the talks because there's some great talks here at Pacific Northwest, which I found out, Tessa Moreau, one of the organizers, PNW PHP, and she really wanted to call it Pwned PHP, you know? But I think Jeremy vetoed that, but that was just, I thought that was the perfect name for it. Anyhow, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. Real quick, same questions I ask everybody, local user group and URL.
Yep. So the local user group for me is South Florida PHP, which is SoFlow, S-O-F-L-O, php.org.
Okay. And people can have their choice of Miami or Boca, and hopefully by the beginning of the year, they'll have their choice of Jupiter as well.
Yep.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be here, and because you are a user group leader and a leader in the community, I want to thank you for everything that you do for the PHP or PHP community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.